This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adviston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam. And greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. With a nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Well, we're just kind of sitting around here at the largest Habitat for Humanity store in the nation here on Capitol Boulevard. And we've got Nelson Cox with her. With us, who you can hear in the background. What are you all discussing? Do you all want to let us in on this discussion here? Or are we Hooks? What do you got? What are you talking about?
Right.
You trying to sell her something? She's retired.
Enough TV.
Leave her alone.
But I just want them to do great. And, you know.
Are y'all talking about the Wolfpack?
Well, that and no, we're just talking about how we want Logan.
Well, we're rooting for a McNeese State now.
Yeah.
All right. We'll wait. Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll be, you mentioned Logan's, we'll be there next week. Really so interesting how they were there for so many years on Downtown Boulevard at the old Farmer's Market. When Commissioner Graham was, before he was commissioner, he was the market manager over there. And so now they're at the State Farmer's Market there up on the hill above the State Farmer's Market restaurant in the, I guess they're octagonal.
Yeah.
Are they octagonal or?
Kind of, yeah. I can't wait to see their new digs. So it'd be good. I was out a couple weeks ago.
You didn't go to the soft opening.
I did not. I was out of town. But I was up there a couple weeks ago having a debriefing meeting on some of my responsibilities from North Carolina Dementia Alliance, Alzheimer's Guardian Angel, all that. But it was pouring rain, and I happened to, Josh happened to come over to our table and invited us, and I looked at him like, I'm not going out in the rain. I don't have to do that anymore, so I'll have to go back and see it.
You don't have to go out in the rain anymore?
Well, I do. As a matter of fact, I was unloading a...
Your mother doesn't make you go out in the rain anymore?
She does. I was out there, what, 2 nights ago? Or 2 days ago.
This has to be the right circumstance.
That's right. That's right.
Singing in the rain.
is that one of your favorite movies? Yeah. Sweet Melissa loves that.
Oh,
movie.
Absolutely.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Well, you're getting back into Graham. Let me tell you what he was before he was at the old farmer's market. They over in Ashe County, they had one of their stations, and he was the manager there, and my father knew him. And I was in the Future Farmers of America in high school, and Jim Graham was the judge of a speaking contest. And I came in second, and he called me to the side, and he said, well, you would have been first, but you didn't wear an FAA jacket.
You're not Future FFA.
Future Farmer. What did I say?
It's aviation.
Well, Future Farmers of America, right.
I don't know why he wanted you to wear it.
So later on, it was all the other speakers had on it.
But you couldn't afford one.
Well, we just, my daddy was a hardworking guy.
And it just wasn't a necessity.
It wasn't a necessity, and I never got one, but I got one later on in life. Yeah. With a friend of mine from Little Washington, Keith Hackney, when I had a book signing.
Boy, I tell you, the Hackneys owned Eastern North Carolina.
Hackney Brothers. They did some research and found me an FAA.
No,
FFA.
No wonder they. Jacket. No wonder you didn't win the contest.
No, I couldn't remember my name that day, of course. So I've worn it a couple times to the Weekend Gardener.
You have. It's very.
And I'm very proud of it.
You should be. How about that? Well, that's a nice story.
Yeah.
Came full circle there and got yourself
We're having a history lesson today, haven't we?
We haven't talked a lot about gardening. I'm sure people are pulling their hair out.
What is blooming now at my place is the star magnolia just went crazy. Red buds, 4 or 5 of them. The bulbs are coming up. I have... a number of, and by the way, out in the parking lot here, I just saw something, Elsa.
Yeah.
That about a 3-foot hedge that had to be Laura Pedlum.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that you could cut down something that low and it, Laura Pedlum, it would do that.
I saw yesterday in Pittsburgh, a tree. It's cut in the form of a tree that's probably 15 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
A Laura Pedlum cut in with the limbs and everything and the big ball at the top and full of blooms.
Oh,
just extraordinary looking.
Architecture.
It looked tropical.
So that was one of the first that was introduced by Dr. Ralston. It was the Laura Pedlum Zhuzhou. And or maybe it was Rubrum that he first introduced, but Zhuzhou became very popular very quickly and was discovered that it makes a great tree form, you know, small ornamental tree form or even topiary. So we have one at Logan's Garden Hut in Fuquay Varina. And every spring people wanted that, so we would get 7 gallons and sometimes 15 gallons, but it's a tree form, and you know, if you didn't know any better, you'd think it was a perfect Christmas tree shaped redbud, but it has those strap like flowers, but always very popular, and we did really well with that.
Well, are those literal flowers or more leaves colored? Are they flowers?
Those are flowers. It's kin to the witch hazel, so it has those fringe-like flowers.
Right.
So,
I didn't realize that. Yeah. All this intermixing, this is in the same family as this thing, and you would never have thought that.
Yeah. Well take a look at some of your cousins.
The old-fashioned.
Yeah. They come from the tree.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned redbud, Nelsa.
Yeah.
Redbud was sort of gangly, and they've just got them so perfected now.
Well, there's
and
still
it's the
some
hardest wood I think I've ever seen in sort of trimming one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get out my little hand chainsaw. I had a a regular working saw,
mm-hmm.
and it was hard wood, very hard wood. I don't think it'd ever get big enough to make anything out of it, but it's a hard wood.
Huh. Maybe some dull pruners.
Oh, a lazy arm.
Because I know ambrosia beetle love them, and they tend to go after those soft-wooded trees. But, I enjoyed my rides through the country and just seeing all of the different colors of red buds.
That's one of my favorite things in the world to do. It always has been. And I do it when we go to Pittsburgh, I do that a lot.
I bet if we went back up to Timberlake and got lost again, we could see a lot of red buds.
We could.
Yeah.
We could.
And just to see the different lighter colors and the darker colors, fascinating, very fun.
There's a church up in Franklin County on the way from between Castaic and Centerville. And it's a red bud church, little white church, mm-hmm. and there are red buds all over the place.
Yeah. Hmm. And to think that the birds, you know, they produce the legumes after the flower.
Right.
And so the birds get a hold of them and dispense of them. And it's a great little understory tree.
Beautiful. And just think of what has been done by Dr.
Werner.
Werner.
Yeah,
Denny
he's
Werner.
Amazing.
And the flamethrower. The flamethrower.
Yeah.
And
the rising sun flamethrower,
and then the weeping varieties.
Oh, that traveler!
Don't tell me that. I don't have one of those.
You don't have a weeper?
Not a weeper.
Remember the one we put at the governor's mansion.
Yeah, I don't think that something happened to that.
Oh, it didn't make it.
I think Charles, the curator over there, said that it got air into it. I don't know if he was able to rehab it and replant it or what, but it was they had put it right at the...
I miss Charles and Sadie over there. I don't know if they're still there. I guess they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I need to get up with him.
I think Phil Campbell saw him recently. So, yeah. But, Rufus, we have one at our church, St. Michael's Episcopal, that I planted.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, it's gorgeous.
Wow.
It really is. And it's in an area, when I took over the grounds committee, somebody had planted, it's a big concrete area, and then they apparently left a space to plant something, very small space. And they had put, somebody put azaleas out there, a couple of azaleas or something, or mm-hmm. and that, of course, that doesn't work. Concrete, full sun.
No.
And then they tried a rose bush or something like that. That didn't work. But we put this Ruby Falls,
mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Ruby Falls.
Weeping redbud.
And the burgundy leaves.
It just looks extraordinary year-round. It has so mm-hmm. much interest.
You got 4 or 5 feet tall?
Yeah, even deciduous. Yeah. And you can get different grafts, different low or high.
Right.
But, yeah.
I'll check.
Even in the wintertime, the way the terminal bud always aborts, it has zigzag stems. It's just stunning.
I'll find a photograph here in my collection at some point. But we have, who do we have, Joel?
Steve.
On the line. All right, Steve, good morning. Hey, Steve. This is our Steve from Garner.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. I sound like Andy Griffith.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
I have just a portion of me. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, tell Joel that he's live on the air as much as you guys are.
Joel is? Well, dadgum, well, Joel just, well, that's kind of a little behind the scenes. Joel, you're hogging the airwaves,
right,
man.
He talks right over your commercials during the break.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to call the engineer on duty this morning and fix that.
And I'm sitting here doing the math in my head, and either Rufus had to start working at 5 years old or he's 100. I don't know which. When you add all those working years together, he's been.
Oh my goodness!
Well, you're 17. You're 16 years away from 100.
Well, true. Steve, I'm older than you think I am, probably. I'm 83.
Oh, you are.
You'll be 84 this year in July 12th.
You need to start acting your age.
I need to start. I need to grow up, don't
you
I?
You need to start acting your age.
Wow,
Rufus,
Steve called to condemn all of us. Mercy.
Oh, my God.
All of us.
Well, he's only got Joel and Rufus so far. What do you got to say about Nelson and me? What did I do wrong?
Well, you're my age, so I can't talk too much about you.
Well, that's all
anyway,
right.
Anyway, my garden is starting to really wake up, and my flamethrower red buds started shooting buds the other day. They haven't opened up
literally?
Yet, but they're coming out. Yep.
How about that?
And our Edgeworthia is just absolutely loaded with bloom. And on
it's
a
been
warm
quite
day,
a year for those.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Yeah, it's been really an extraordinary year.
On a warm day, it really perfumes the area. It is really a nice smell. But anyway, just to remind everybody, our next Daylily meeting is April, the second Sunday in April, on the 13th, at the Ralston Arboretum in one of the events rooms at 2 o'clock. And we have a guest speaker that's a garden photographer. Her name is Leslie Platt. So.
Okay.
So everybody's invited. She's bound to have some really beautiful pictures, so it's going to be a nice slideshow.
I'm sure she will.
Everybody's, and I'm coming to you live next week, and I'm going to bring some spider lilies with me. I got a stand
okay.
I got a
oh, I love them.
I got to stand my spider lilies out, so I'm going to bring a couple of those. And you can share them with your... You can either hog them for yourself or share them with your listeners.
All right.
Well, I want to do pig. I want to be a piglet. I want a few of them.
Are these these the standard color?
The big
red.
Red.
They're watermelon red, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty.
And I'll bring a good-sized clump that we can share.
Okay.
Well, Steve, speaking of youth, it's too bad that they spent all the gave all the youth to young people.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
You've seen that bumper sticker that says, "The great thing about grandchildren is you can give them back."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Some wild.
All right. I'll let you guys go. Thank you for letting me talk.
All right. Well, take it easy, Steve. Have a great
I'll
day,
see you next
friend.
Week.
All righty. Look forward to it. All right, we'll take a break and be back. Then come back with more of this madness we call the Weekend Gardener.
Oh.
Here on.
Look at
this. We'll be back.
Here.
It's 10:21, by the way. All right, we're back at the biggest habitat restore in the country, and one of the people responsible for all that's in here is our brother Luke here. And first, I thought it was Luther. I thought Mike said it was introduced as Luther, but it's Luke.
That's
all right. And we first queried you to make sure that you knew Luke in the Bible.
Yeah,
yeah,
his brother Matthew.
Yeah, so.
Nephew Mark.
Mm-hmm. So he has read that. Let's see if I got you.
Let me make sure.
Yeah, I can hear you
good.
Now.
There we go.
So you brought out some gardening things. You have gardening stuff here.
Absolutely.
Just like building so and furniture.
Yes, this stuff in particular is near our kind of essentials area in the front near the checkout counter. I always say it's kind of like our pack of gum or a little piece of candy or soda at the...
This is even better.
Exactly. It's a lot better. We've got everything from your metal gardening string to hang to help your flowers stay up to a little plastic what would you call that, a sprayer for your hose.
Exactly.
And then we've got some pruning shears, some weed control fabric, and these have been actually very popular. We got a nice three-piece garden tool set with some items, some trowels and cultivators.
Yeah.
But, so,
did you call that a cultivator?
Yeah.
Yeah, all
that's,
right.
That's exactly what you are. Yeah. This is a cultivator.
Cultivator.
Yeah. So, but you have really extraordinary furniture here. It looks very much like a huge antique store to some extent.
Absolutely. We get a lot of antique stuff and then some stuff that's a little bit in between that antique and stuff that's just aged. I know whenever my mom comes to visit, we'll go through and we get a couple couches that she's like, I could have sworn when I was growing up that a friend down the street had this exact couch, and it takes them back. And
we hear
that all the time from customers.
Well, this 50s stuff now is very popular.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And like I said, our treasures area is always a good place to look for that. But even out in our regular furniture, we have so many unique items that will just lively up your place so much.
Yeah, and all kinds of metals and woods.
Yes, so much.
Now, the couple standing in front of, what are they looking at?
I would say that's some sort of, maybe like an armoire, like where you would put some
Small armoire, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not above the head like a lot of them are. This one next to it.
No.
But this is a little smaller.
Yeah, we have all shapes and sizes. And
looks more like a refrigerator.
Absolutely.
An old-fashioned refrigerator.
Believe it or not, in that exact spot, I would say about 3 months ago, we had an old wooden refrigerator, a freezer box that was, I don't know when that was from, but that wasn't here too long, though. That, like I said, those more unique items, they really catch people's eye, and they go pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, I bet so. So come in and look to your heart's content. And as we mentioned earlier, you really have to come out here often because things go quickly and new things turn up. You also get donations from big companies.
Absolutely.
Like office furniture?
Yes, office furniture. We'll sometimes get a whole office that has cleared out their things, and we'll get all their chairs, all their desks and stuff. And actually, we just got a bunch of scratch and dent appliances from a couple of places. So again, you could save hundreds of dollars because it's got a scratch on the back of it.
Give the address. It's North Raleigh Boulevard.
Yep, 2420 North Raleigh Boulevard, right in between Capitol and...
Y'all are open today?
Yep, open till 6 p.m.
And what about tomorrow?
Closed Sunday, but open till 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right. Luke, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
We've enjoyed it so much out here today at Habitat for Humanity Restore on North Raleigh Boulevard. You have a nice day, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. More about a half hour coming up here on the Weekend Garden. We're back at WPTF at the Weekend Gardener. And I just, it's like I blacked out or something. I can't believe, I felt like I just walked in this place. And now we are winding things down to the end, and you just won't sit still.
I know. I have to
You got a heebie-jeebies or something?
Well, it's cold in here. I don't usually get cold.
I have offered you a...
You have offered me, thank you very much.
A jacket. I have offered you a jacket.
I ain't got my windbreaker, but it's chilly.
A windbreaker? What's that going to do?
I'm just glad I didn't wear shorts. I've been
very comfortable
shorts.
To me.
Got to have thick blood like the mountain man over here.
Yeah, that's right. That is
well, a perfect day to me is about 60 degrees and sun shining.
That's good. That's good. I'll accept that. I'm a fall and winter person as opposed to spring and summer.
Well, otherwise, though, you're a winner. Winner of Distinguished Service Award.
A winner. Oh, yeah.
A winner. Oh, yes, sirree.
But I have also been reprimanded by the Chitlin Club.
Well, you did wrong. You did something without permission. You can get a dispensation from the Great One.
I went to an evening wedding, Nelsa.
Yeah.
And wore a tux.
You look good.
But I chose to. I was not required
but
to
you
do
did.
That.
Yeah.
There were
yeah.
others. There were others who did. I told on myself too. So.
Well, he showed the picture, and I said, "What is that? Is it a tuxedo?" I said, "Did you have to wear it?" He said, "No."
You get kicked out of the club for that.
I said, "You're going to be brought up before the Chitlin Club."
And I had to stand up there and take
culture.
It. I had to stand up there and take it.
And then you, this year, though, you were a prosecutor.
I was a prosecutor, and I prosecuted a very distinguished retired senator and judge.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which...
He took it like a man.
Of course he did.
He wanted to argue that he was not guilty for
he
a while,
did. He came before the bench and argued.
But you had him dead on the radio.
We did. Big John and I had him.
Oh, and Big John, happy birthday.
Yeah, Big John's birthday was this week. How did you celebrate yesterday. Big John's birthday?
I
Rufus?
Called him and said, take me out to dinner.
Well, I'm sure he didn't argue with that.
I think Miss Cheryl took him to, they're at Myrtle Beach this weekend.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
And on the way down there, he sent me a picture. And it was eating barbecue at Wilbur's.
Oh, huh.
Well, he took a circuitous route.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you got to do. They didn't go to, I take you back, it wasn't Myrtle Beach, it was Carolina Beach.
Carolina Beach, okay.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
My daddy and Uncle Fred used to have a cottage at Carolina Beach. I remember...
My mother's brother lives there.
I remember during the Azalea Festival, when I was a little kid, that there was a lot of activity at the police station in Carolina Beach.
Well, of course.
Like with Marines and all kinds of stuff. And so that's what I remember. That's what I remember about that. Great beach. Beautiful beach growing. All of that, all the coast is growing so much. But those were the days. We have, who do we have, Pat? Do we have, Pat's first. Pat's first. Go, Pat.
Good morning, folks. How's everybody doing?
I think we're pretty good, mighty fine, sure enough, all right, as my Uncle Russell used to say.
It's
you
know,
look at that book for a minute?
Yeah.
Sir.
Precious Stones.
I called because last week you were discussing Mandela Bush.
Yeah, that has become a very contentious subject on this show because of...
I have one.
Some say we're killing birds and when we plant and have those berries, and I've never seen a dead bird.
I haven't either. No. I've read that so many times that it'll kill
around
certain birds. I love the color. I love the berries in the wintertime.
If you eat too many Mary Janes and swallow them wrong, that'll kill you too. So, with anything will kill you.
And help themselves. And I'm going to tell you, that bush, I'm 83 years old, and that bush has been there for as long as I can remember. This is the house I was born and raised in.
And they're so reliable.
Pat, have you ever pruned it?
Forever and ever and ever.
Have you ever pruned it?
Several times.
Yeah. Miss Ann used to talk about, Ann Clapp used to talk about pruning it one level at a time, one stalk at a time, at different levels, so it doesn't look like you've given it a haircut or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And one other thing, this morning you were discussing how long each of you had been with your jobs. And I just wanted to tell you, my dad was with the company he worked with for 59 and a half years.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I'll make 59. This year's my 50th anniversary, in fact, next month, but I don't think I'll make 59.
He started with the company out of high school, and the company changed hands three times, but he stayed with them until he retired.
Well, he must have been valuable. Must have been a valuable person.
They thought he was.
I didn't hear. What company was that?
She didn't say the company. She She said the company changed. Changed hands three times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he stuck with it each time.
Well, you all have a blessed day.
You have a blessed day, too, and take good care of that Nandina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Pat. Bye. Who's next there, Joel? All right, we're going to take a break. All right, we're back on WPTF. We either had a power outage of some kind through that. I don't know, something wrong with that outlet. We do have to plug things in. Or we have discovered a nuclear power plant under this building. It's one of the two things.
Said I was opening NAB.
Well, it had kind of that NAB-ish crinkle.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, kind of Geiger counter type sound to it. But anyway, we were when we were rudely interrupted, we were talking about Ima's garden and the moles. Maybe a mole or a mole chewed through the cord. Yeah, I thought
true
it was
that.
A root. So you know, moles, I don't mind moles quite as much as voles. Voles I have a real problem with.
Yeah.
They cause a lot of grief. Yeah.
Yep.
The moles, it's usually just one little family, and they're running through. They're aerating the soil.
They're doing something.
But that doesn't look good on a warm season grass, for
true
instance.
True that.
But, so if you have a good bag or a liquid, you got all kinds of ways to apply Ima's Garden materials for bulbs. But you can say goodbye to moles and voles, all these pesky intruders with a special formula, Ima's Garden Mole and Vole Repellent, made from natural ingredients and blended with botanical oils that will ensure a safe and eco-friendly solution. The unique blend of natural ingredients coats the food source of moles and voles, chasing them away from treated areas. It contains no harsh chemicals, just pure, effective protection. You can buy Ima's Garden repellents at local garden centers and hardware stores like Pittsburgh Feed and Big Bloomers. I was at Big Bloomers last week. Flower Garden in Sanford. And you can protect your garden today with Ima's Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. Ima's Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. Whew. Boy, those nuclear power plants are something. Wear you out. Let's say good morning to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Hello, Mike. Hello, everybody. This is the Euphorbia man calling from Frog Hop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, in Wake Forest.
Doing, out Jim? There. So got a copy of The Weekend Gardener. I got it over at Cape Fear Seafood. And I'm trying to figure out who the two people on the cover of the magazine is.
I know. That's just that has caused a great controversy, I'd say. Wouldn't you, Rufus?
A great controversy.
Any legal, have you been called upon as a witness in any trial,
well,
or have you been called upon
been
to represent
it
anybody?
Off of the post
thing,
office
the
walls.
The thing I'm trying to figure out
wanted.
If it's Laurel and Hardy or Abbott and Costello. Who the two individuals are.
It's just me. I enjoyed Abbott and Costello a lot.
You're Bud Abbott. And Rufus is Lou Costello.
I don't know that that's reassuring, Rufus.
I like the Three Stooges.
Mike, you're such a treasure. You're such a
all
treasure.
Curly, all curly and no Shemp. I like Shemp, though.
But you're such a treasure, Mike. I've been listening to you for 40 years, and I've had a couple occasions to meet you out at Atlantic Avenue Garden Supply in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And, Mike, you're a treasure, and again, my neighbors think I should be a treasure. I should be buried.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I don't want it. Not yet for me.
Is King Rufus there?
He is.
Hello, King Rufus.
I is here.
He's wearing his watermelon glasses today.
King Rufus, did you realize that there was a Rufus hummingbird?
Absolutely. Yep. Rufus red-breasted.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the
sir.
Most,
yes, sir. Yeah,
the
Rufus.
Most prominent today.
Hummingbird of all.
I wonder if he likes hot dogs.
Rufus, I like the little hummingbird.
Rufus, do you know what you get when you cross a rooster and a cow?
That's great. We got another comedian. Go ahead.
What do you get?
Cock-a-doodle-moo.
Cock-a-doodle-moo. You could open your speech tonight with that.
That'll be a great thing
with
opening
cock-a-doodle-moo.
Yeah, I was going to mention three winter plants that you didn't mention. Three fabulous ones: the Tinus viburnum, the winter jasmine, and the leather leaf mahonia.
I have. Yes. I love the Mahoney. I have a huge one, but I took one from my wife's home place too, because I knew that would survive. But they will pop up.
Yeah,
they
will.
Birds eat the seeds, the berries.
Yep.
And so you might have them here and there. But I love them.
Yeah, that's why they call it the gray poly.
They would be a good security device.
Yeah, I call mine a gray poly, and I said, what kind of viburnum you identified for me?
The tiny viburnum?
The Korean spice viburnum.
Spice viburnum, yeah. That's blooming now. It has a wonderful scent to it.
Yep. Mine's not blooming yet. Mine's behind yours. I think you must have more sun than me, but that is one of the best fragrances. Yep. To me, and I don't know how to describe it. It's cake or candy like.
Mike, you know another plant that blooms and mine's blooming in my neighbor's yard is the fragrant osmanthus, and that blooms from October till almost April.
Well, the osmanthus
flowers a lot.
Yeah, it does, and it seems to be more so because we seem to be getting warmer. But yeah, that's something we have talked about, Jim, a lot on this show over the years because it is such a reliable plant, and those you know, the fragrance is wonderful.
Perfect. Good.
Yeah.
I have a hedge made out of them, Jim.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Well,
they're
said
about
that,
40 feet tall.
Yeah, good hedges make good neighbors.
Well, they certainly can.
Robert Frost said.
I just want to let you, I'll just leave you with a couple of things. We were good friends with J.C. Ralston, and in 94, he brought... The loropelum with us, the loropelum chinensis, and he also brought the chindo and the ardesia. And that's my plant of the week, is the chindo viburnum. That is a plant that he had a profile in one of his last magazines, and that thing has some beautiful flowers in right before Memorial Day. But I've had trouble seeing I've not had any of the berries, and the ardesia is a great plant for dry shade, and that has beautiful pink flowers in June. It has red berries, and nothing messes with the red berries. So that is just a beautiful plant. So that's what I wanted to leave you with. So.
Very good. That's very apropos. I'd say, Nelsa, you worked with.
I worked with JC in the last house.
And you have recommended Chindo.
Yes. Yeah. That was one of his first plant. That is the plant that he eyed and spotted because of the red berries in a Chinese schoolyard when they were on one of his plant excursions, and that's how that plant sort of came to be to us. So yeah, sure enough.
Yeah, if I got one more request, if Rufus is taking singing requests, and I'll let you go. I didn't know if he could sing a couple of verses of I'll Fly Away, if that would be possible.
Well, is that in your repertoire?
Well, I have time right here. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll
there he
fly
goes.
Away.
Hey, hey.
Some glad morning when the stuff is over, I'll fly away.
Well, any more than that, you have to pay residuals.
There you go.
So we'll just
Mike,
let,
Mike,
15
I wish
seconds.
You another 50 years, and I've been listening to you for 40 years, and you're just a treasure. And I wanted to tell you thanks for all the crowd out here in Frog Hop. We love you to death, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I love Wake Forest. What an historic, beautiful city, a town.
We love you as much as we love Nash County, so.
There you go. I love Nash County.
There you go.
Right.
Y'all have a great weekend. Behave.
Thank you, Jim.
Behave yourself.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye. All right. That would be an obstacle, I think, for you to behave yourself. there are all kinds of obstacles for that.
Well, so. I've never been asked to sing I'll Fly Away. I could have done better if I had a little.
There you go.
If I'd had a little.
Well, I think, you know, the spontaneity of it is what worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, anything else you want to sing before we leave?
Lester Flatt was so good at that.
Yeah. Who? Another WPTF alumnus.
Yes.
He worked at he and Earl Scruggs worked at and the Foggy Mountain Boys worked at WPTF in the early 1950s.
Yeah.
So they are fellow employees.
Well,
just
maybe
like
next
Chet
time
Atkins.
We can play the Honky Tonk Angel again.
There you go. That's fun.
I gotta figure out where that is.
Jason, Joel, you could round it up.
Yeah, I don't know if that was in Jason's file or my file or or a while there in the all the computers at the station. We'll have to rummage through and see if we can find that. Good question, Rufus, because I know there have been lots of requests, and we'd certainly want to hear Senator Charlie Albertson's rhythm guitar again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, he's such a fine gentleman.
Could have been a Nashville session guitarist, but he chose to stay in beautiful Duplin County and later become a North Carolina senator and a very effective North Carolina senator. He did a lot.
Oh, yes.
He did a lot for Duplin County and North Carolina. A real treasure, and he's still playing. He still plays. He still has a group of gents who play, and they make appearances here and there. God love him. Miss Nelsa, where are you off to now?
Well, I'm going to go visit a couple friends in Fuquay, and then I'm going to Miss Donna's 70th birthday party. She has the best flower shop, Flowers on Broad in Fuquay.
All right.
So I'm going to hers tonight, and then I'm going to hit the road in the morning and go back to Oak Island.
Okay, sounds good.
Miss Donna, former police officer?
No, she
lives in Zebulon.
Yeah, that's Zebulon, yeah. But I've been working at the farm, having a great time, sort of. No, I've been working on the farm. We have beautiful blooming plants now, and Mom and I have a little bit of a plan in place, and she's implementing part of it today. So
she's having you implement?
I have done all of my prep work. Now it's her time to go. So and the mowing has begun.
Well, what else could we be doing in the landscape right now? Anything in particular?
Well, I mean, Rufus was saying just tidying up, cleaning up, those are good, but I've been turning my soil and I'm doing some raised beds because I'm ready to get some vegetables going here and assume. I may just stop in and check Gerald out at the farmer's market. I have to run over there first, but there's a lot to be doing. You know, blueberries are flowering, but just cleaning up and mulching and preparing for your vegetables, getting your soil turned over and you know, just be waiting on spring.
Yeah, well, it'll be here.
Summer vegetables, I'm ready
for.
Well,
spring is here and things are really starting to shape up.
Absolutely.
Brother Rufus, you're going to be doing anything to preparing for your speech tonight, I suppose.
Yeah, taking a nap.
Extemporaneous speech tonight before the community college.
College Student Association.
Student Association. Good for you. So you're not going to get out in the yard today and do much.
Oh, I'm going to sit out there and smoke a cigar for about an hour. You're trying to get...
Boy, that'll be a long one.
You're trying to get me to prepare for that speech, and if I do, it won't be any good.
Well, you got your joke to go, so...
That's right. Well, be the person your dog thinks you should be.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's Cliff Joyner?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, goodness gracious.
Uh-oh.
Well, we're pretty well done.